With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. It's Friday, time to talk business with Christopher Arndt, Managing Editor of Digital News for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Good morning, Steve.
This week, Intel announced hundreds of company-wide layoffs, including 269 jobs at its Folsom location. More cuts could come later this year. Of course, layoffs are never good news, but is there any kind of silver lining to the Folsom cutbacks?
You know, possibly. Like you said, losing jobs is never good for the economy. We don't know for sure what types of jobs are being lost, but Intel employees tend to be very highly skilled workers with experience in cutting-edge technology. Folsom has several other tech companies that could snap up these laid-off employees, and you know, there could also be an upside to the local startup economy. These Intel workers could get laid off and then go start their own companies. They are getting severance packages, and some of them could be workers with some measure of seniority, meaning they could leave with some money to fund a startup. And that puts them in better position than a lot of entrepreneurs. The other thing about Intel is that more cuts are probably coming. The company said last week it intends to cut 11% of its global workforce, about 12,000 jobs. And this week's layoffs, which happened at a number of Intel locations, don't add up to that so far.
A Sacramento company has unveiled an app that could change how people in the area order meals. What exactly does this company do?
The app is called Extra Plate, and it's another sharing economy company, kind of like Airbnb or OpenRide, the locally based carpooling company we talked about last week. The Extra Plate app lets people order meals from local kitchens, whether that's a chef in a restaurant or someone cooking at home. Sellers can offer delivery service, but that's optional. Others might have you go pick up the food, I guess, at their house, if that's where they are. The company makes money by charging a small processing fee on each transaction, but each cook gets to set their own food prices. And it seems like this company is off to a pretty good start. Extra Plate says they have about 400 sellers already registered in Sacramento.
So with this app, you could be ordering food from a neighbor or a random person across town.
Yeah. Although the company says about 65% of sellers using the app do have restaurant industry experience. It could also include local farmers and food trucks at some point. You know, this is really another way for aspiring cooks and restaurateurs to test their ideas before starting an actual restaurant. The best part, sellers can set their own hours, so you could theoretically order the meal of your dreams at 4 a.m.
Well, how could the company guarantee food safety when sellers are working out of their home?
It's really a good question, and the answer might not be very satisfying. Customers will be able to rate sellers just like you would on Yelp. Sellers also go through some limited training. The company does say it will shut down certain sellers if there's even the slightest doubt about their food. But ultimately, Extra Plate says it's up to individual cooks to guarantee the safety of their food. So it's bon appetit, but still buyer beware.
And what's this about even more new breweries popping up in the Sacramento area?
It does seem like every day we hear about a new brewery opening up. The latest this week was Mraz Brewing Company in El Dorado Hills, which is opening a new location in Folsom near the intersection of Blue Ravine Road and Folsom Boulevard. Another brewery called Thin Line announced plans this week to open later this year or next year in Rancho Cordova. And the owners of a local Mary's Pizza Shack are opening Lazy Days Brewery in Lincoln. Another new brewery announced this month includes Old Ritual, which will open in a former Midtown nightclub this fall. That's a new venture from the owners of Burgers and Brew in Crapeville. And the local craft beer renaissance definitely is real. We analyzed some state tax data and found that beer production in the four-county Sacramento region has doubled since October 2014, according to the most recent info. And that's actually much, much faster than the state average.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Christopher Arndt with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.